Hello,
Hello.
this is Will. Hi, my name is Will Gomez. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
73.
73. Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Master's. Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino, or some other race?
Black.
Black, okay. Thank you so much. Next, are you registered to vote or like many people, you're not registered?
Registered.
Thank you so much. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, very dissatisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, very dissatisfied. Thank you. How will you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Will you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
In my specific neighborhood, good. Good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Jobs in the economy, homelessness, crime and public safety, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, healthcare, city services like trash pickup, public transportation, public school funding, corruption in city government, the cost of housing and rent, inflation and the cost of living, or gun violence?
Oh, Lord. And only pick three, huh?
Only three. I know. I know. I understand. Believe me. Only three.
Wow. Well, you can't help but watch the news and see the gun violence is everywhere.
Okay.
So that would probably be number one. Number two is the, you know, the public safety and crime.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
Three, God.
Jobs in the economy, homelessness, the drug crisis, healthcare, city services.
Yeah, the drug crisis, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
The drug, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Governor
okay.
Josh Shapiro.
Josh Shapiro. Not like warm and fuzzy, but
any number, 0 to 10.
So 10 was like highly favorable.
Yes, 0 is like very unfavorable, and 5 is neutral.
Yeah. Neutral.
Okay.
Josh Shapiro, I think six.
Six,
yeah.
Okay. Six, okay. What about Mayor Sherelle Parker?
I mean, she just got into office. She, you know, she's from the city. I'm believing that she really is going to do her absolute best. She's from the community. She still lives in the community, from what I know. So
okay.
I'm thinking 8.
8, okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
What about District Attorney Larry Krasner?
Oh, man, Krasner. Boy. You
okay.
know, you almost what? Wonder if the crime and all that is because of his leniency. Yeah, so I'm not feeling the love for Grant right now. So.
I understand.
I don't know.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Zero. Okay. What about the Philadelphia City Council?
Mixed bag, all of them. I think a five.
Five? Okay, no problem. What about the Philadelphia Police Department?
You know what? I watched an interview with the police commissioner, the new police commissioner, the other day. He reminds me of Ramsey. Ramsey was very, you know, straightforward and no nonsense. I like this guy. I think he's a 10. I like him.
Okay, thank you. What about council member Kenyatta Johnson?
He escaped through that corruption. Let's see. Kenyatta Johnson.
Okay.
Five, because, you know,
five.
He's
okay.
I'm not his
no
district.
Problem.
I have no idea really what he's doing.
Okay. What about Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel?
I like him, 10.
Okay. What about SEPTA or SEPTA?
Oh, SEPTA, man. You know what? I give them a 10. I can't even complain about SEPTA. I mean, I could, but
okay.
I'm not. They've been through a lot. Okay.
Okay. What about your local police officers?
You know what? We had a police officer who was patrolling our neighborhood, and I got to know him. I got to, you know, talk to him and all that. Excellent. So a 10.
10.
They're
okay.
involved.
Thank you. What about the,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you. What about the Philadelphia Department of Streets?
The Streets Department. I don't know. What, an 8?
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Can you stop? Approve or disapprove? Approve.
Mm-hmm.
She just
okay,
got in
somewhat
office.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government.
Wow. I don't know, honestly.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so you neither agree nor disagree, correct?
Right, right, right.
Okay. Thank you. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The condition of roads and infrastructure, 0 to 10.
6.
6, okay, thank you. Public safety.
I think an 8.
Okay. Access to public transportation.
10.
Thank you. The condition
I mean, 10 means
parks.
Highly satisfied, right?
Exactly.
It's 10. Okay. All right.
Okay. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
I'm going to give it an 8. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The quality of education in public schools.
Ooh, a 0.
Okay. The cost of rent.
Oh, man, 0. My heart goes out to people who are renters.
Okay, thank you. Access to affordable housing?
Zero.
Okay. The availability of good paying jobs?
Four.
Four. Okay, thank you so much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
I think it's about the same.
About the same. Okay, thank you. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can rely or really get ahead?
Just keeping up.
Just keeping up, okay. Thank you. Below are a list of good or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select two or three goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to three. Gas, personal care, public transportation, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, paying down debt, rent, education, groceries, child care, health care, including prescription drugs, recreation, and entertainment.
Gas, utilities, and food.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Rarely.
Rarely. Okay, thank you. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much money on the police department?
I think they're moving towards spending, you know, more or the right amount. They're moving
the
towards
right amount.
That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, if the city implemented it. Expand the use of security cameras in the major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business
mm-hmm.
districts, and libraries. Will that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
A little more safer, sure.
Okay. What about close the open-air drug market in Kensington?
It's a lot safer.
Much safer, okay. Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Yes. Top level.
Okay. Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Yeah, much safer.
Thank you. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illnesses to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Oh, man, that's tough. Boy, that's tough.
It's either much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not all safer.
Not a lot, because it's up to the individual to follow through.
Okay, thank you. What about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles?
Mm-hmm, much safer.
Okay, thank you so much. In a few words, in a small statement, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
I don't know. Everyone's well, what have I heard? That she's really, you know, making strides to change the city. In her recent public address to the city, you know, it sounds very promising. People are hopeful again, which I have not heard that in a while amongst people in Philadelphia, where they have this sense of hope that things are going to change and turn around.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items: hire more police officers, get guns off the streets, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, improve the city infrastructure, foster small businesses and local jobs, improve our schools and education, tackle the opioid crisis, reduce juvenile crime, support more affordable housing, invest in community development, remove homeless encampments, improve public transportation.
And choose three?
Yeah. I know it's a tough one. Yeah, just three.
I mean, listen, take your pick. All of it needs immediate attention, you know? So I don't know.
It'll all be okay if I mark the first three?
Yeah. Good Lord.
Okay, thank you. Here's the list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means that you strongly support the policy, 5 means that you neither support nor oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. 0 to 10.
Seven.
Seven, okay, thank you. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Seven.
Thank you. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's four?
Four. Okay. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools.
Ten.
Okay, thank you. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
Eight.
Okay, thank you. Add $25 million to grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
Eight.
Thank you. Add 15 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
Nine.
Thank you. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Nine.
Nine. Okay, thank you. Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
Six.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work-from-home for City employees and requiring them to be back in the office full-time? Do you oppose or support?
I oppose. Give people their freedom.
Okay. It's strongly or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat. If they're not productive, they should go back to the office.
Okay. Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle
support.
Exchange programs?
Yep,
strongly or
support.
Somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia?
Strongly, highly support. Yep, strongly, highly support.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How often will you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Every day.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Ooh, it's tough. Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own.
Thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from: YouTube, CNN, X or Twitter, Facebook, Philadelphia Daily News, New York Times, Fox News, Power 99, TikTok, NPR, local news stations, Philadelphia Inquirer, Washington Post, or other?
CNN, NPR, and any of the Philadelphia local.
Okay, local news. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, that was back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $24,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, 100 to 249, 250 to 399,
400
or more.
100
okay.
to 249.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience.
And what organization are you from again?
I'm calling
Hello?
From Opinion Research. I'm calling
Opinion
from
Research.
Opinion Research.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the name
okay,
of the organization?
Okay. Yeah, that's the name of the company that we're working for. Yeah, and we're calling.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.